staff, and will continue to provide assistance if needed. Try to identify vaccination sites. All children 12 and older are approved for vaccination at this time. Delaware Public Health has approved Odyssey plans for graduation as well for K, 5, 8, and 12. I will dive into a little bit of that data in just a little while. In terms of our return to campus testing, as of May 17th, and our campus events being scheduled on May 19th, and the 2nd of June coming up, since our return on the 19th of April, we have 3 positive tests through our rapid testing. 2 of them were confirmed on PCR. OCS community members as a whole, since then, we have about 29 confirmed cases. Those include outside cases that were not tested here on site. We also can report that vaccination has occurred for approximately or just over 60% of our staff at this time, which is approaching the 70% threshold that we have set as a goal for our institution moving forward. We do anticipate to hit that number, which would kind of give us that herd immunity, so to speak, that we are looking for. The DPH, where are you going? Don't do that. There we go. DPH and CDC would like to see. From the lower school updates, we are continuing to welcome back all of our schools, all of our students in person 4 days a week. The Green Team has begun hosting outdoor activities after school, open to Roomers and Zoomers who produce a negative COVID test. Okay, we also welcome virtual students with negative COVID tests to join their in-person peers during end of the year activities. This is an important piece, obviously. We do want to try to get as many of the kids together as possible. So if you feel that it's safe enough and you want to bring your kids to those activities, we certainly welcome you doing so. We're excited to be planning our kindergarten graduation as well, and that is going along quite well. I will have more information on that in just a little bit. In terms of the high school, as of the 17th of May, all high school students requesting in-person instruction are attending 4 times a week. We have a total of 114 students signed up for in-person learning at this time. As we're getting close to the end of the year, we're also excited to usher in our second graduating class. We have 60 seniors who comprise the class of 2021, and we'll be hosting a senior picnic and rehearsal the Friday before graduation. That's going to be, I believe, June 4th. And then graduation will be held at OCS on June 5th at 1 p.m. Graduates are welcome to bring up to 6 family members. If there are more family members or friends that want to come, this has been a recent shift that has been made. Extra family members may observe from the standing areas that will be in the rear of the event. So we do have a lax in the restrictions for outdoor activities that allow for us to welcome even more people. And we do encourage us to have a very nice event where we do support our high school graduates as they venture into their post-secondary paths. You will also get more communication from the high school principal about any of their Thursday throwdown about all of these events coming up. In the middle school, we're also winding down and they're doing stuff as well. We had a movie night under the stars last Friday. It was a lot of fun. I was there as well. We had a great turnout. Over 130 kids showed up. It was a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, we're honoring our spring inductees to the National Junior Honor Society. We have quite a few inductees this year that we're very proud of. We'll allude to, I'm going to talk about that in a little while. In the next couple of weeks, our students will look forward to their field day. We're going to have a spirit day as well, or spirit week, I'm sorry, and 6th and 7th grade awards ceremonies, and we'll top it off with our first ever 8th grade graduation. Lots of fun activities for the middle school as well. In the intermediate school, we're also doing the celebrations at the end of the year. We have activities planned for the last weeks. And these, all of these things, again, will be communicated. We're looking forward to a field day in the intermediate school and a picnic to celebrate with our virtual students, once again, if they would like to come in with a negative COVID test. And of course, we're excited to watch our fifth graders graduate as well. Going back up over here, let's see. I don't really have any more updates. We are at this time.
Throw it out.
With respect to how many students are back, overall, we're close to 60% of students are back in full. It's 57% by and large. back full in school. Moving towards some of our initiatives and fundraising pieces, the Buy a Brick fundraiser has been launched for some time now. And we're still encouraging people to take forth in this, even if you missed the first deadline for the first print, so to speak, of bricks. You're more than welcome to join the second print and the third print. These will continue to be done on a rolling basis. If you have been in front of Building 21, you will see that two flagpoles are up now. And the flags go up and down every single day. So we're really happy to see that. And we are looking forward to seeing that in front of all of our buildings very, very soon. In terms of our infrastructure pieces for fundraising, again, we've already done these collective efforts with the IT. I mentioned this in the previous one as well, and we're finalizing the stages of that and bringing on a consultant that will help us with future fundraising. You should hear communication about that soon. We're wrapping things up over there as well. We added another piece to the BRIC fundraiser for corporate sponsorship, and there's a corporate sponsorship form that you can also, if you know companies that want to help support Odyssey Charter or be a part of our mission and our vision, please reach out to us and let us know so that we can get that information out to them. In terms of our culture focuses, we are going to roll out an entire parent education series for the fall once our instructional vision is implemented for the K-12 system. Because we have so few days left, I didn't feel like it would be a good time for us to start parent workshops with 14 days left of school. So we're going to be doing parent workshops in the fall. You can look for them throughout the entire school year for next year. They will be focusing on restorative practices in parenting, equity practices, social emotional learning education, mental health, and topics pertaining to the needs of our 21st century learners. In some cases, we'll be using outside vendors to support us, and other ones we'll be using our own resources from within. We are working on a lot of these outdoor celebrations, like we mentioned before, and a lot of them you'll see underway in a little while. The PTO this Saturday is hosting a bingo night fundraiser at 3 p.m. Please contact Ms. Miller for details and look for communication from the schools on that. I did want to provide a little bit of an update on the specifics of graduations. This has already been sent out several times, but again, the 12th grade graduation is scheduled. That's a misprint, let me fix that. It is June 5th, not June 12th. 12th grade graduation is on June 5th. Sorry, I don't know what is going on over here. It's formatting. All right, so now it works. I guess there's a delay because we're projecting. Okay, June 5th at 1 p.m. The kinder graduation is scheduled for June 12th at 8:30 a.m. The fifth grade graduation is on June 12th at 12 p.m. And the eighth grade graduation is on June 12th at 3 p.m. Again, all graduations will include a standing room section for extra family members or friends, since the guidelines are permitting for larger gatherings outside. However, masks will be required at all school functions without exception. Our diversity training has gone through its fourth leadership training out of six. Our next objective is to move toward tangible action plans with measurable goals to be implemented in the fall. In the fall, we will have some more information on that coming up. Our applications and high school data information is still as of 4/21. I haven't gotten an update on that yet. As more information becomes available to me, I will go ahead and update that with respect to that. I would like to say that we are poised to accept our largest incoming ninth grade class, and it's projected to be, our ninth grade class is projected to be at least 20% larger than it's ever been. And we continue to solidify our enrollments moving forward. And again, if you hear of any eighth graders that have not yet committed or they're planning to come and they haven't told us, please let us know so that we can get them their class of 2025 box. That includes the lanyard and the forms and the t-shirt and some swag and all that great stuff. So just please make sure you look out for that stuff. I do want to mention another thing about the high school. It's really, really exciting. As you know, one of the big focuses of what we've been trying to do in the short term is to really put forth an effort in stabilizing and creating a long a long and successful athletics program that will accompany what we're trying to do and everything else. And I do want to talk a little bit about varsity track. I'd like to congratulate the Odyssey Charter Varsity Track team on their performance at the County Track Championships this weekend. We had personal records from several individuals, Alexis and Ariana Donovan, Jayla Mays, Kim Manlove, Walter Thompson, Bailey Ainsworth, and Gavin Cassidy. The 4x100 meter relay of Brian Thompson, Jayla Mays, Ariana, and Alex Donovan placed sixth. The 4x200 meter relay of Brianna Scott, Jayla Mays, Ariana, and Alexis Donovan placed sixth. Ariana Donovan placed sixth in the 100 meter dash as well. Alexis placed third in the 100 meter dash and earned all county honors. The girls team placed 13th in the county out of 32 schools with only 7 runners. So that's pretty impressive stuff. We do have some more data that we'll share with you about our track team and even our soccer team coming up in our next one. There's some developing things over there. I also want to report back that varsity baseball has 4 members who were selected as honorable mentions for all conference this year. They include Cole Dunnigan Hudson, Ryan Laguyo, Jamar Taylor, and Kevin Sullivan. This is a huge honor for these young men and a huge honor for the school and the program as a future. In our middle school, we have our BPA results, the Business Professionals of America. This is an important and integral program that kind of provides a gateway into our high school. And Ms. Morell Short and Ms. Buzgum are very proud to announce the middle level National Leadership Conference results. We had students that earned Ambassador Torch Awards as Vika Gobinathan, Arya Gupta, Hasini Potluri, and Subilska Vidya. The following students are recognized for their certified member program. Arya Gupta, Hasini Potluri, and Subilska Vidya. In financial literacy, we had a third place by Jaylani Augusti. Keyboarding, we had first place for Subiksha Avidya and 7th place for Arya Gupta. Spreadsheet applications, we had a first place finish with Arya Gupta and Isabella Mendoza came in 8th. Web design, first place for Parishna Datla, Asvika Gobinathan, and Sahasra Mudunuri, Subilska Avidya. So again, placing in a lot of different areas within this competition and showing how much this program is excelling. First place for Hassani Fatluri in entrepreneurship, 2nd place for Isha Sajiraju. Presentation management, we had even more awards over here. 2nd place for Sahaj Amin, Isabella Mendoza, Brianna Saxton. 7th place for Jaylani Augusti, Ruth Donahue, and Matin Sia. Business communication skills, 6th place for Hassani Potluri. Business math concepts, 2nd place for Hassani Potluri. And graphic design promotion, top 12 for Pratik Danta. Congratulations to the entire middle school team. This is a lot of honors and success that we have seen in this program. It creates the pathway for high school. We do want to give a report on some of the other school priorities that I mentioned before. From an enrollment perspective, we have a projected enrollment this year of approximately 2,000 students, just over that, with comparison to 2020's enrollment data, which was 1,926 students. So this is going to be plus 76 to 80 students, which is something that we focus as a priority for our school moving forward. Moving back into the DEI lens for a moment over here, like I said, we had our 4th session with the crew, and we're going to be doing a lot of work on creating a vision and a mission moving forward for our particular DEI focus. We do have a revised attendance policy focusing on maximizing families' capacities and pooling our resources. This is being vetted out now. We're also sending it out to the nurses, because they have a unique lens as well in terms of helping us create a new policy that is equitable for all of our families. Our professional development series on equity in the classroom and in our school as a whole is being developed for early fall, which will be part of a series of instructional lists designed to elevate our K-12 program. You will hear that coming out soon as we develop it. From the stakeholder communication lens, I do believe we have a UCP policy that's going to be voted on today, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, I do believe that's the case. And we are going to be rolling out parent-student surveys for the next academic year, like we had mentioned we were going to, on school culture, climate, and safety. The first survey will be distributed at the fall semester, and the second one will be distributed in the spring, so that we can monitor the progress towards our goals that we set after we get the feedback from the fall survey. In terms of improving our visual footprint, if you haven't noticed, we are still maintaining and keeping very close eye on the way that the visual appearance of the school is, including flower beds, the athletic facilities, the signage, and the organization of entryways and lobbies. The athletic fields are being branded with our logo and block letters on the sidelines as a centerpiece of the competitive sports. You will be able to see those when you come for end of the year activities. They look pretty cool. So, and we do want to celebrate the success of our teams, you know, and also show off a little bit in terms of what we can do on our own fields. So look for that. It's pretty cool. 30-foot owl in the middle of the field is kind of nice. I'm going to leave this part to Jeff, the financial update that he has on here. Or I can speak to it if you don't want to, Jeff.
No, I can. I don't know if the financial update was the last piece of the executive summary or not.
He's got his own financial update, Jeff, as well.
This is it. It's included in here as well. So.
Right.
So if you want to have it as a separate entity, we can do that too.
Everybody's got board posting, website postings, and a couple other things that I think he needs to go over.
Okay. Let me give you the transportation update then. I'll move past that.
Sounds good.
Our summer routes have been finalized, and they will look like the routes that we're using for SBAC testing and past summer routes. We're working to improve the efficiencies of the car lines at the intermediate school and the lower school, and we have seen efficiencies through the changes that we've done so far. But we're going to continue to work on making those as efficient as we can. Newly enrolled families will receive a transportation communication beginning the next week to determine their mode of transportation for next year. The process will go through the summer when all families are notified about their transportation through the OCS postcards. And that, my friends, is the end of the executive summary. I'm going to stop sharing my screen.
Okay. We also have is there a Greek program? Does anybody have any questions for
our... Greek program goes to Dr. Brown.
Yeah, I was going to ask if anybody had any questions for Mr. Pappas. Okay, thank you. I guess we'll move to, does Marina have a Greek program report?
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes.
So
we are excited to announce that our high school student, Miss Amalia Castillo, has been selected by the admissions committee of the high school summer program at the Center for Hellenic Studies in Greece, Harvard University. She has been selected to participate in this year's high school summer program among a total of 24 students from Greek senior high schools. Amalia is the only U.S. student who is participating. So this year, the program will take place online again due to COVID restrictions between July 1st and July 16th. We would like to congratulate Amalia on her well-deserved success. Another achievement that I would like to share with you is by Ms. Eva Giannelli and Ms. Maria Paraponiari, who completed successfully the EDTPA, a certification for highly qualified world language teachers. This is an extensive professional assessment for teachers who pursue a Delaware license after graduating from college. Our warmest congratulations to both of them. This coming Saturday, May 22nd at 9 a.m., 55 students from grades 2 to 4 are going to participate in the Kangaroo Math Competition. This is an international math and logic competition in Greek, and our second, third, and fourth graders will be participating online, supervised by their Greek math teachers. Finally, I'm happy to share with you the names of the new immersion teachers who are going to join the new immersion classes next year. These are Alexandra Tsitsibeu and Maria Paraponiari, both of them homeroom teachers in kindergarten, Zafirios Duvis and Ruth Greer, homeroom teachers in grade 4, Vula Farfaras and Thalia Tsurka, Greek language enrichment teachers in grades 1 to 4. Thank you.
Thank you, Marina. Does anybody have any questions for Dr. Marina? Okay, next up is the monthly financial report.
Good evening, members of the board and the Odyssey community. I'm going to go through a couple items tonight. I'll run through our normal monthly finance report, and we'll go through the year-to-date web report that will be approved or proposed for approval. And then I'm going to speak a little bit about spending authority that the school is looking to obtain for buses for next year. So let's start with the monthly report. As was approved two board meetings ago, the final budgeted revenues are just over $33 million. Revenues collected to date are $32.3 million, or 98.03% of the budget. Revenues received during April were pretty standard. As I mentioned in the last board meeting, due to a timing variance, we received duplicate payments from our tenants last month, so this month was not much from them. Cafeteria receipts are from USDA funding for the free lunch program, and a majority of the other revenue received was from our transportation department. On the expenditure side, the final budgeted expenditures are $28.5 million. Expenditures to date are $23 million, which represents 81% of the budget. And as we're through 10 months of the fiscal year, that represents 83% of the budget. So we're trending pretty well. And then this is the monthly web report. Now, I guess before we vote on this, I have a couple other notes from general items relating to where we are projections-wise, metrics-wise, and any other updates. So, I mean, as I mentioned last month, Odyssey has been awarded $1.9 million as a part of the American Rescue Plan, or ESSER-3. A mandated 20% of funding must be reserved to address learning loss through the implementation of evidence-based interventions and ensure that those interventions respond to students' social, emotional, and academic needs and address the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on underrepresented student subgroups. These funds will be available through September 30th, 2024. It is expected that Odyssey will receive 67% or two-thirds of the award amount during this month, May of 2021, and the final third after the grant has been approved by the DOE. The final grant application is due August 23rd, 2021. The safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of services plan will be reviewed and reported upon biannually during the financial portion of future OCS board meetings, most likely by myself. Community feedback will be provided from previous and future consolidated grant advisory meetings, as well as future community surveys. So the projections that I have currently include the receipt of $1.3 million from the ARP or ESSER-3 without having an offsetting expense, as it will be completely carried into the next fiscal year. As a result, we are showing a positive variance to the final budget for approximately $1.94 million, of which approximately $540,000 is unrestricted. The projected year-end cash on hand is $6.4 million, of which approximately $5 million would be unrestricted. Now we're gonna, starting now and carrying forward probably the next 3 years, we're gonna have to start differentiating a little bit more between the unrestricted and restricted cash basis, because most of our bondholder investor metrics are based on unrestricted cash. So this will be the most restricted cash the school has probably ever had and may ever have going forward. Unrestricted cash basis investors report projects 1.7 debt coverage ratio, of which the requirement is 1.1, and 73.24 estimated days of cash on hand. The covenant is 60 days at year end. I believe at the end of fiscal year 2020, we had $640,000 that was restricted from federal funds, a portion of which was from the first round of CARES Act funding, and the other portion was from the school's federal consolidated grant, of which The school was able to carry over a significant amount because of the difficulty of spending down at the end of the last fiscal year. So we're working on going through as much of those federal funds as we can in this year from the consolidated grant perspective, although there generally is a carryover from year to year of somewhere between 150 and 250,000. And then the rest will be related to the COVID funding that we've received. The business office is working on refining future reports to differentiate the restricted, unrestricted cash balances. As I mentioned, the restricted balances have grown immensely due to the additional grants in FY 2021. Any questions about that?
Just one quick question for the restricted funding. Is any of that ESSER funding? Is that, or is that just our traditional?
So it's a combination. It's both the ESSER funding and our traditional consolidated grant funds.
Okay.
Pretty much any funds that we get from the federal government.
And restricted meaning they're specifically earmarked for a certain program or?
Yeah, exactly. So what it's gonna do, you know, as I conservatively project through the end of this year, that cash balance is gonna continue to go up, but differentiating, you know, right now I'm projecting 6.4. I mean, we may land anywhere between that 6.4 and 7 million, of which we'll just make sure to carve out. You know, that's not the true unrestricted cash balance, that some portion is restricted, some portion will be unrestricted.
And I guess one question that we have, and I know we have a big infusion of cash as a result of the federal funding that's coming in, but it would be good to at some point try and get at least some sort of estimates as to when that money runs out. What will our debt service ratio be and what will our cash on hand be? I know it's kind of projecting out a little bit and there's a little bit of trying to figure out students and staff and all those other things, but and right. I'm just curious as to, you know, are we gonna drop back, is the projection we're gonna drop back down to that 1.1 range in 2 to 3 years, or are we gonna be building enough of a cushion so that we can stay at that higher cash on hand level and higher debt service ratio numbers? So I know we can't calculate those right now, actually, but it would be good to know when we burn through that cash, are we burning through it steadily, and at what point those numbers are going to shift.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Anybody else have any questions for Jeff? Anything else from you, Jeff?
So yeah, once the monthly the web report's been approved, I was going to discuss a little bit about the spending authority for the buses for next year.
Okay.
I'm going to approve the web
report. We have a second. I'll second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that carries.
All right. So the purpose of bringing this to the attention of the board now on May 19th of 2021, rather than through the rest of the FY22 budget process, is really a timing issue. So the transportation department and its manager, Evan Winokur, and combining with the business office and the head of school have done an analysis on, because of the change in times of the school, that we can create efficiencies by adding a few more buses to the fleet and making a couple personnel tweaks, in which the year over year comparison of the departmental budget actually decreases because of the buses it supplants from our third party vendor. And so in order to have buses in service ready to roll by the end of August, we actually need to start that procurement process now in mid to late May. And so the amount we're talking about is $65,000 for two used buses that would become the spares in the fleet, one as the primary spare and one as the athletics only spare. And I don't know if Evan wants to speak a little bit more about the narrative behind that, and then we can move to any other questions.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. The two main takeaways is that we are going to replace three or four first student routes. So because of the timing, if you hear Lion King in the background, it's Daddy Daycare tonight at my house, so I do apologize, but Lion King 2 is on. If you want to come over after the meeting, you're all invited. The big takeaway here is that our times have been pulled away from each other, meaning our start time for our middle school and high school is 7:30, and our start time for our elementary school, K to 5, is right now 8:15. It might move back a little bit. And because of that, we can run double tiers with our own buses. So we're going to take those single routes that we were running in years past and now utilize those buses to run double routes for Odyssey. So they would run a 6 to 12 route and then run a K to 5 route and replace. The main reason why we started this is our most problematic routes. And we still do have problematic routes with First Student, and we plan to replace them immediately. The other very positive is that we're gonna have our own athletics bus. We're gonna take a couple seats out of the back. We have a significant issue with people loading equipment, baseball players, softball players, soccer teams. So we're gonna take those last few seats out of a 72 passenger bus. We're gonna put significant tie downs in the back so that stuff can't move. It can't become a quote unquote projectile if there was an accident on the bus. And that will say Odyssey Charter School Athletics. There are no other departments or districts or charter schools in the state that have their own bus that is branded for athletics. So that is our plan. Any questions?
So is there a cost associated with this that you're looking to get some funding for right now in terms of the two used buses, I guess?
Yeah, so the spending authority we're looking for that is $65,000. There's a chance, A, that it comes in under that amount, and a chance, B, that actually no cash transaction actually occurs prior to June 30. But by having the spending authority, it allows Evan and myself to go out and try to procure that and get the best deal possible for Odyssey with enough lead time to meet all the compliance and regulation that obtaining the new buses require for the state of Delaware.
What's the cost for new buses? What are we saving going with the used buses?
New bus is going to cost us $102,000, and we would have already had to put a bid in for them. So obviously we want to build or we want to buy new buses that are propane because we have propane on campus. It saves us about $2,000 a year on fuel costs and DEF costs. This is my recommendation now because we can utilize the buses that we have. And then if we want to buy new buses next year in a non-COVID year, we make that plan and we buy the buses that we need.
Okay. The only comment I'd have is basically, I know we had talked about it in the past, but it would be good to see a more strategic plan with respect to the transportation at Odyssey and what would it take to move to completely Odyssey-owned transportation system. And what the cost is and trades are for that. And if we can't do that immediately, and by immediately, I mean by the end of next year, for example, or something, what is the plan for us to get there? Right? And how can we utilize, let's say, those buses as well, too, to support others like we do now where we get income from them? And so not that we have an issue with buying two buses now, but I think we need to kind of look at that and say, what's the full impact of getting an entirely Odyssey fleet to the bottom line for us? And so that way we can start to plan a little more strategically about how we tackle the transportation issues over time.
Understood. We'll do a full report on that, on what those scenarios look like.
Thanks.
Welcome.
So we have a motion to approve authorization to purchase two used buses up to $65,000.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Do we have any discussion on that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. You guys are good to go ahead with that.
Thank you. And one last, on a personal note, the Cost family, I mentioned this in the CBOC meeting, but the Cost family is expecting our fifth member in early July. So next board meeting will probably be my last before taking a little parental leave. But don't worry, I'm leaving you in good hands, a familiar face. Karen Thorpe has agreed to help us out this summer while I'm out. And so you guys are familiar with her. And obviously, Elias knows how to put the bat signal out and find me if needed. So no worries there. And I appreciate all the help and support.
Sounds great. Congratulations.
Say a prayer for me, please.
Jeff, you won't be able to fit all your kids in one screen. Like Evan is.
All right, so we're good. Is there anything, are we good with the monthly financial review now, Jeff?
Yep.
That last item, okay. Any updates from the CBOC?
Evelyn, do you have an update? No update. Jeff is doing an amazing job as usual. Thank you. No update.
All right, thank you. Committee reports, DE&I. Helen or Eva, any updates on that end?
Well, we did not have a meeting since our last board meeting for the DE&I committee. However, like Mr. Pappas mentioned in his extensive report, he covered it all. we did have the board training on May 5th and with Fourth Dimension, and we're going to have another one coming up next week. Our next DE&I meeting is going to be on June 1st. I also, last time I mentioned that we were looking forward to welcoming Dr. Salom El as a speaker in during our PD day. We are happy to announce that he's also going to be our keynote speaker for our high school graduation. He was very inspirational in what we experienced during the in-service day. And just a reminder to all that we do have a food pantry at Odyssey. Nurse Lo and I would be very happy to open it. Just send us an email. Very confidential, very private. We could even ask Evan to deliver. So if there are families who are food insecure out there, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you, Eva. Mm-hmm. Immersion committee.
Dr. Marina hit on the high points that we have four new Greek teachers, which we're very happy with. The immersion program is moving up to the middle school, so we're working on how that is going to be progressing and how we're going to expand with that program.
Intermediate school, you mean?
Yeah, intermediate school, right? That one. And just we're just trying to figure out some celebrations on how we can make sure that everyone is being included and acknowledged into these graduating students. That's about it. We have our last meeting probably in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll take our break for the summer.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you, Anna Marie.
Elias, can I just add something that I missed? Mentioning Nikki Tandarlu as a new immersion teacher for second grade. So I just want to provide this information as well. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Fundraising committee.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I think as our head of school mentioned in his report, we are continuing our efforts build a new program infrastructure for fundraising. So that's an ongoing effort, and we hope to have it up and running soon. So that's so far our update. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgia. Any other committee or subcommittee updates? Okay, thank you. PTO report. Any updates on that? I think Kaya mentioned that there wasn't going to be any update, but it's going to be a bingo night on Saturday,
3 to 7
at the school. So it's been several other publications. So anybody that hasn't signed up yet, still interested, please do so. Okay, new business. Mr. Pappas mentioned earlier too, homeless and foster policy was sent out to everybody. This is required by federal regulations to have a policy in place approved by the board. that looks out for students that are in homeless or foster care situations to make sure that school is properly addressing their needs. It was developed by Mr. Pappas and the staff based on some examples. Helen looked it over. I looked it over as well, too. I just want to open that up for any comments. If anybody has any comments or questions on that policy as it's written right now.
This is just a standard policy that all schools have and yeah. that everyone has to adhere to. So
correct.
There's really nothing in it that has any red flags or anything that's new to Odyssey.
Okay.
Correct.
We have a motion to approve the homeless and foster policy.
I move to approve the homeless and foster policy program.
I'll second. Second, Helen seconds it. Any discussion on that? Okay, call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No? Okay, so that passes, so we're clear to go. I don't know if you need my signature on that or not, but if you do, let me know. We can sign off on that. The last item is some board bylaw updates. I circulated that to the board, and we'll put those out online too, but there are some things that we need to clean up in the bylaws. We have references in there to things like campus operations officer that now that we don't have that position anymore, they're not a co-head of school. We're removing some things like that. There are some grammatical and administrative options in there. And we're also looking at and talking to DOE about adjusting term limits for officers on the board. And so we'll, this is just for notification that we're doing that. We're not voting on it tonight. We'll probably vote on it at the June meeting. But we'll post those updates once they're finalized, cleared by everybody for voting. So those will probably be up in a little bit. Other than that, any comments for the good of the school?
I do have one. I'd like to read a letter that was sent to the school dated April 23rd, 2021. It says, "Dear Elias, we deeply appreciate the time you invested in our visit to Odyssey yesterday. From the tour of the facility to the opportunity to view the Greek instruction, we were impressed with what we observed. Students of all ages were enthusiastically engaged in learning. Staff were congenial and openly dedicated to the task as well as to OCS. And innovative instruction seemed to be the norm. We eagerly anticipate a return visit to your model charter school. Gratefully, Susan Bunting and Christine."
Hey.
Yay.
Great job. Great job. Yeah, we had a great visit by the Secretary of Education a few weeks ago. Helen and myself were on there. And we're there, and a few others were there, and they're really impressed with where the school is going and where it's headed. So great job to Elias and the staff for setting that up and coordinating that. Great news. Should we mention the other visit? Okay. Yeah. All right. Other than that, that concludes the regular portion of the school. We are going to go into executive session for a little bit. To discuss some qualifications for a job, and after that we're gonna adjourn. So this kind of concludes the public portion of the meeting. So I just want to thank everybody, and we'll see you in a few weeks again.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, Do we need a vote to go into executive session?
I move we move into executive session.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Let me create a breakout room. So we're back in public session at 7:51 p.m. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
We have a second?
A second.
So I guess all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we're adjourned, 7:51. Everyone have a good night.
Good night.